And we're live.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. The System, the official marketing program for healthcare practitioners everywhere, and the VIP app. Now everyone shows up because you show up, available in the iPhone, iPad, and desktop versions. Today's show is questions you should be asking. Dr. Randy, let me turn it over to you.
All right, Dr. Allen. Oh, and there we go. One second, let me turn off my iPhone. I do that every week. I'm sorry, everyone. All the time, every week. You think I'd learn? Bad habit. Well, welcome.
I do the same thing.
Thank you so much for being here with us on this week's Hangout. And make sure, if you're watching this anywhere other than in the VIP app, that in the comments box you let us know where you're hanging out from. You know, last week we went over frequently asked questions because in the midst of starting this Community Wellness Day season, I kept getting a lot of questions. So I took them and I compiled them and I tried to come up with what the tone was of about a half a dozen questions. And when we finished the Hangout, you know, for those of you that with us, you probably saw at the very tail end, Dr. Allen said something very interesting and profound, as he often does, and that is the questions you should be asking yourself. And, you know, him and I really talked a lot about this, and we kind of realized that sometimes people focus in on the wrong thing that they should be asking themselves to really effectively grow their business. And that's what this whole process is about. This is a way to grow your business that you can't achieve any other way. So we went back and we looked at everything and we kind of sifted through it, and what we came up with were some questions that you should be asking yourself, and we're going to go through a few of those, and we're going to talk about them a little bit. I already put the link in. If you're watching this on Google Plus, on either one of the two pages in there, on our website or on Facebook channel, there's already the link to come into the room. Excuse me. Feel free to pop in and join us if you'd like to join the conversation. You know, when we kind of get through some of the information, we'll make sure to bring you on and introduce you and let you, you know, either comment or ask a question. So one of the first things that we know that comes up all the time, and for a lot of people, the very first question that they often ask themselves with any product or service is, how much will this cost? But what we really figured out is what you should be asking yourself is, what can I expect my return on investment to be from hosting Community Wellness Day? That's what you really need to understand. Dr. Allen and I have these conversations about costs for programs all the time. And, you know, he'll often tell me and remind me, actually, that it doesn't matter if something's $5 or $50,000, if it works and you have a great return on investment, we're not talking about a cost, we're talking about an investment in your company. Most of you should be investing a minimum of 10% of your you know, your company income into ways that you can grow your business, and that's different for different people. And we really feel that we've brought together a program that has a huge return on investment. I mean, if you talked about investing $1,000 or $2,000, but, and Dr. Allen does this awesome when he acts like you know, your stockbroker, you know, that says, give me $1,000 and in 6 months I'm going to give you $50,000. I mean, how many of you wouldn't jump on that? How many of you literally wouldn't, before that the phone was hung up, be out the door to hand deliver that $1,000 to your broker? And unfortunately, we forget about that thought process in business, and we only apply it when it comes to things like that. Dr. Allen, I see you unmuted yourself, so I know you want to jump in here.
Yeah, you know, I always find it really amazing that, number one, what happens is people spend their whole life trying to pick the perfect financial advisor to tell them what to do so that when they reach the age of 60 or 55 or 65 or whatever it is, so they can retire. And if they find a really good financial advisor, by the time they're done with fees of getting in and out of whatever they're buying, taxes, what the financial advisor gets, and all those things, if they get 8% on their money over the course of those 40 years. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get a 30% return maybe 1 year, or maybe you can't, you know, but when you look at it, the overall, if you get 8 or 10%, which is probably what the S&P 500 does, you know, averaging-wise, you're like happy. You run around telling all your friends, whoa, I got 8% return on my investment. You know, and if you do it without telling them what the cost is, you go, I got 15% on my investment. And you think, this is fantastic. Your whole life is based on that. And then you have an opportunity to invest in yourself, invest in your business, and get a 200% return on your investment or a 300% return on your investment. And you ask a question that's so ridiculous, and the question is, gee, how much is this going to cost? And then someone says, well, it's going to run about $2,000, and you go, oh, geez, $2,000, that's a lot of money. But yet you're stuffing your broker with 10% of your salary, or, you know, try to put away $20,000 a year with your broker for the next 40 years, and there's a good chance you may not even ever see that money again. If you happen to have been at retirement age in 2008, 2009, guess what? Your value of the money you put away lost half, and if you were planning to retire, you were not able to do it. So ultimately, when you look at that, the things that you put the emphasis on that you think are so important are usually the wrong things, and the things that, you know, you should be saying, well, you know, what am I really going to make on the $20,000 I'm giving you every year for towards my retirement? What has the stock market done notoriously? Not over the long haul, but rather, you know, in these periods of years. Well, then you say to yourself, I should be questioning my financial advisor and jumping right into something like a community health program. It's just insane that people just get their priorities are all twisted.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Allen, I think it's like anything else. It's just, you know, on the coaching hangout that we do with Sean, that was yesterday, we talked about your story. And I think people get, you know, too hung up on, you know, I have to pay for this, I have to pay for that. And they just get this kind of overwhelmed feeling of everything feels like you're paying for it. Whereas many of those things don't give you a return. They're just the cost of doing business, and there's no way around them. But you really have to look at something that we've created for you. First of all, I say this as a joke most of the time, but it's true. You can't do this on Facebook. You can't do this on social media. And for many of you that have coaches, you know, business coaches, lifestyle coaches, whatever they are, you know, they're telling you to do elements of what we've created, but unfortunately they don't know what we know or do what we do, and that's okay because they haven't spent the last 25 years focusing on this one area of how to grow your business. And that's why you really need to say, hey, I'm just going to use, you know, a doctor's office as an example here. If you're different, you'll be able to translate this into how it applies to you. But if an average patient value for you is, let's just say, $2,000, well, if you get 25 new patients or you get 10 new patients, that's $20,000, okay, for your investment of $1,000 or $2,000. I don't know how many programs out there give you the opportunity to do that. And the interesting thing for the people that really, what I call, you know, get it, is that that's a fraction of what this allows you to create as far as growing your business long term, because it's really about creating those relationships, creating the awareness in your community, elevating your credibility, so people want to, when they're paying for a service, okay, you're the one that they want to pay for because you have that name and that visibility and that credibility in your community. So I think we pretty much nailed that. You know, stop looking at it as a cost and look at it as an investment towards growth. You know, it's the same thing if you went in and you're paying a trainer to help, you know, build you up or get you ready for a triathlon or anything else. That's an investment in you know, an opportunity you're creating for yourself. Well, you have to look at your business the same way. You know, you're not going to find what we allow you to achieve and what we help you to learn. You know, these are business skills that carry you for the rest of your career. So, you know, rethink it when you're analyzing the cost of something. And quite frankly, we've been told by lots of people that understand our program, leaders in the healthcare industry, that the cost should be roughly 10 times what it is. And the next thing that we people often, these are the common questions that I get, and it's funny because they're the same year after year after year after year. These are the prevalent questions. Instead of asking how much time is it going to take for me to host this event, you should be asking what is the best way to prepare myself for all the new business I'm going to get from hosting Community Wellness Day. And I thought this even was a flip for my brain to look at this question in a different way, because that's true. You know, often when people work with us and they have this amazingly successful event and they just have this huge community presence and this they create this awareness, you know, their business can double. Well, that's something you need to prepare for your business to double. And Dr. Allen's shaking his head, and I'm sure he wants to jump in here and share something. So go right ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because I talk to doctors all the time, and one of the things they'll talk about is, they want to expand their business, or they'll make a statement, you know, I'd like to see these many patients, and then you'll ask them the questions, and you find out they don't have room for another patient, or they don't have a staff yet, or they just really have not opened up that vacuum that you need in your life to be able to expand your practice. So what happens is, it's just words. The words is, I really would like to see, you know, a lot more patients. I'd like to expand my business. But they're not prepared to do it. If five patients actually call them up, if five new patients call them up that want to come in on Friday, they'd have to tell them, I can't see you. Because there's no place to put them. There's no one to handle it. They're not set up. So you can't expect to do something like a community health program that literally has the potential to bring you an immediate 20, 30 patients and maybe 200 patients, and not have the ability, the facility, the manpower to handle it, and expect that's going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now that if you do a community wellness day and you're not prepared to expand your business, you're not going to get any business from your, because the universe is going to say, I can't send this person any business. They can't handle what's going on right now. And some people have hardly any business and can't handle it. They're not seeing thousands of patients. They have a practice. You know, it's like, this is the mindset. Well, you know, right now I'm only seeing, you know, whatever, let's say 25 patients a week. I'm seeing 25 patients a week. I really need more patients, but because my cash flow is slow, I'm going to cut out advertising, marketing. I won't do any marketing now because that's costing me money and that's an expense in their mind. Now they become invisible. So now they have no way to attract patients because no one knows they're alive. So now it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, people used to ask me, I once made a video on this, so once they start paying for marketing, when should I stop the marketing? Well, the answer to that question is never. You always have to be marketing. It's like saying, you know, watching TV and a big pharmaceutical company says, well, we already are selling, you know, $5 billion of Viagra, a year. We don't have to advertise it anymore. Everyone knows it. Well, as soon as they stop, the other company that's making another drug for erectile dysfunction will now take over their sales. We see that happen all the time. You can't stop those things. So always think, what are the things that you need to get the exposure you need to expand your business? What do you need to do to prepare to do that? And don't ask that question. Ask this question instead. What do I need to do to be able to prepare myself to handle all the business I'm going to get? It's a very simple question.
Yeah, and you know what, Dr. It's funny, like you said, like people think when I stop marketing, I mean, you know, Coca-Cola is probably one of the oldest visible companies in our country, if not part of the world, and I don't think you'll ever stop seeing Coke commercials. I don't think that'll happen. So take a little lead from that. And, you know, it's true what you say. It's interesting that most times the people that ask me the question about time are the ones that have plenty of it. And that's always interesting to me. If you're asking the question, how much time does this take, there's a really good chance you fall into that category of that's why you need to do this. And that's often my answer to questions when people ask, you know, if someone says, well, you know, I don't know that I make enough money or whatever, I have a big enough practice. Well, that's why you need to do this, you know. It's really important to understand that we're going to help you prepare for the growth that you're going to experience as a result of following directions and having a great community health program and community wellness day. And one of the other questions that comes up all the time is someone's a new practitioner or a new business owner, and for some reason they think that, you know, well, should I do this? They'll say, well, I'm new in practice or I'm new in business. Should I do this? Well, first of all, everyone should really do it because there's no better, marketing tool out there. But as a new business owner, you, A, have more time than anybody else, so there's no reason why you don't have time to nail this. And the second thing is that we actually give you all that you need to effectively, efficiently achieve meeting and building relationships with more people in your community than you could probably meet in 10 years. And I say this without a shadow of a doubt. When you follow directions, at the end of the day, you will know people that if we had to track you, you would have never met in 5 years or 10 years. People will know you. You know, this is where you kind of walk down the street and you're like the mayor. This was how the experience that I had personally when I was doing this in practice. And I was in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, and I would walk down the street and everybody knew me. People I didn't know, you know, hey, doc, how you doing? Hey, doc, and they say it in Italian because it's a big Italian community. Hey, Dr. Rossi, you know. Everybody called me Rossi even though there's no I at the end of my name. They just assumed it and I let them run with it. But I'm just making a point that everybody knew me. I could go into a restaurant that was new and people knew me. Never forget when I moved to a new apartment and I parked my car and I was walking down the street, and in Brooklyn everybody sits on their stoop, they don't have backyards, and this elderly woman sitting there said, you know, good morning, doctor, and I'm thinking, I don't even know this woman. But this is to one degree or another what you will experience when you have the level of visibility that I had and that I created for myself by doing community health programs. You really need to be flipping the switch in your brain and asking a different question. And it's, you know, so for a new practitioner, new business owner, it's great. But what's really fun for me sometimes is when I get some people that are, I'll call us seasoned, mature people, that say, you know, I'm in practice 20 years, I'm in business 25 years, do I really need to do this? And then they do it and they're shocked at like this injection in their business that they hadn't seen in years, if not longer than that. And it's really fun to see that. I actually got an email from someone not too long ago that about 2 weeks before their event, they actually sent me an email and said, this is the busiest week I've had in 30 years. Now, this is someone that's already successful. And just the planning of getting back out into the community, of getting to meet people, of getting your energy out there, just created that dynamic and gave them the busiest week they've ever had in their business. So, you know, this is something that if you're a young practitioner, you will never find another tool that will afford you the opportunity to get yourself known than this way. One of the other things that comes up all the time, and, you know, people are always trying to figure out how to get publicity. You know, when you're in business, you want publicity. Everybody's kind of vying for that little piece of the pie all the time. And, you know, you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I get myself in the newspaper, even if it's an electronic version? You know, how do I get myself on local radio? How do I get myself on Good Morning America or like other people that you've seen? And, you know, instead of trying to figure out how you could possibly do that, what you need to be asking yourself is, when I host Community Wellness Day and get invited to appear in all my local media, should I be putting together some kind of package so that I'm controlling the situation? And this is really how the question needs to be. when they're inviting me on the radio show to be interviewed, when they're inviting me on my version of Good Morning America, I need to have a package prepared so that I'm controlling the conversation. You never want to go in there, as expression we used to use, flat-footed. And also, if you don't know this, media people love when they don't have to do the work and you just kind of hand it to them. So that's really important to understand. We're going to show you how to be prepared for radio interviews, TV interviews. And just a little side note for those of you, if for some reason that freaks you out, we will hold your hand, we'll coach you through the process. But if you still feel, you know, I don't know if I'm that comfortable with that, we're still going to make sure you don't miss out on that opportunity. We actually have a program for our members that if someone actually wanted someone from my team to be either be there in place of them or with them to give them that support, that that's something that is available to them. Dr. Allen, you want to jump in here?
No, I just wanted to reiterate what you said about realize that if you're going to be on Good Morning America or the Today Show or even local cable, local radio, whatever it is, these people don't really have time to search you out, figure out what it is. They totally depend on you to tell them what you're about, what your event is about, everything going on. So you want to make sure that you're prepared. If you're thinking, well, you know, I don't know how successful this is going to be, you know, and you don't prepare to be on the news, or you don't prepare to be get newspapers or publicity, well, chances are you're not. And if you are, you're going to seem like you're totally unprepared. So you must say to yourself, okay, what do I want to get across on the media? Here's the question. What do I want to get across to the media about my event, to get more people there, to get more people engaged, to get more people involved? What do I want to do? Make sure as soon as someone contacts you, or you when you learn how to contact people in the position for publicity, you could send them out this list. Here's exactly, here's my press kit or my news kit, or you could even put that on your site. And ultimately, they know you're ready, and they're going to say, hey, if I have to choose between two stories, this person already gave me all the information I need. Why do I want to look up, research this person's story? They're not even prepared. I'm going to go with this person. They're ready to rock. I just have to call them up, get that, I have the information, and just ask them the questions they wrote for me. So the question is, how do I plan to be on the and to be ready to do this publicity? And you will be, and you'll get all the publicity you need.
Yeah, and that's so important, because we're going to show you how, what name drops you want, name dropping you want to do. In other words, if you have big sponsors, you obviously want to mention them. You're going to mention your local politicians and your police and fire chiefs. All of this gives you more credibility. So we teach you how to go in there, be prepared. Now, if you ever work with me, one of my constant taglines is preparation meets opportunities. You're going to go in there, you're going to now be viewed as an authority. And when you follow our process, interestingly enough, what you find is because they see you're committed to the community, because they view you as an authority, because you're prepared, because you're going to give a great interview, you're going to be invited back. And now it might be on your topic. If you're some kind of health provider and they're looking for someone to be interviewed, which they're always looking, for content to provide to their viewers or listeners. Now all of a sudden you have that relationship with your media. We made you look like a superstar, and this will lead to other things. So we're just about out of time, and I kind of want to tie it together and make you understand that the Community Wellness Day process, hosting a community health program, gives you an opportunity to be viewed and make connections in your community in a way you can't do it any other way. Because you're going out there and you're approaching people when it's not about your for-profit business. You can't do these things any other way. We talk about this all the time, corporate health programs and all these things, and a lot of people are struggling. They're knocking on those doors, but they're not opening. That's because even with the best of intentions, that's about your for-profit business, and for a lot of people, you're going to kind of instantly get a wall. We want to show you how to break down that wall, get to all these important people in your community, and ultimately, that's going to get you opportunities, that's going to open doors, and it's going to grow your business. This is the time-tested way to grow your business. put everything else aside. The other things are going to enhance all of this that we do. All, you know, your website, your social media, your Facebook, your Hangouts, all of these things are going to enhance your relationship building process through your Community Wellness Day. I think that's it, Dr. Allen, unless there's anything else that that you think that maybe I missed. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it back over to you to close us out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what I was going to say was that I recommend that everybody, if they're contemplating doing something like this, or anything, you know, when they're making a decision about their business, that they should always do the George Costanza. They should write down the questions, that's the first questions that come to their mind, and then ask the opposite questions. That's a great way, so this way you have a list of questions on one side that you is your instinct, habit, your story questions. It's going to be too much money, it's going to be too much work, it's going to be too much time questions, to the opposite ones, the success-minded questions you should ask by doing things and investing in yourself and investing in your business. I think it's pretty straightforward.
That is really great. While you bring up your screen share, I just want to add one little thing to that. I think that's really important, and I think that you need to take a look at anything, and whether it's this program or anything that you're looking to do to grow your business, I think if you can find something negative, what you need to do is, like Dr. Allen said, go to the opposite, because there's something positive in there. You're just not allowing yourself to see it. So this is all about writing your story. You know, what is your story going to be? And I think that that will help propel you in a direction for growth. You know, constantly focusing on the how much is it going to cost, and I don't want to do anything, and that's not going to grow your business. You know, that's just going to either keep you in the same place, or for a lot of people, it sets them on this downward spiral. So pick yourself up. Change how, Dr. Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the way you look at things changes. So I'm going to leave you with that note. If anybody has any interest in getting started hosting a community health program, you know how to find me. Dr. Allen, I'm going to turn it over to you to close us out.
Well, you've been listening to Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. Today's episode brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. The System, the official marketing program of healthcare professionals everywhere, and the VIP app. Now everyone shows up because you show up. Bring your live hangouts just like this one to the iPhone, iPad, and desktop of all the people that have you in their circle. On behalf of myself, Dr. Allen Weinstein, and my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, we look forward to seeing you next time.
Bye, everyone.